American. I was so excited when I was told Senator Clinton and I would be addressing you tonight.
And I was told I would be addressing you alone.
Now, I know it must be a little bit strange for all of you to see the two of us together. What with me being John McCain's running mate
and me being a fervent supporter of Senator Barack Obama, as evidenced by this button.
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler in the opening of Saturday Night Live this weekend, helping that show get its best ratings in 7 years. If you missed that, by the way, I've got the whole thing on my website, harrisonline.com. Let's get some perspective on Sarah Palin, whether done by Tina Fey or not, from Rick Rydell, who is the morning man at our sister station in Anchorage, Alaska, KENI. He's Alaska's Mr. Right. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, and it's a pleasure to be on with legendary broadcaster Paul Harris this morning. Good morning, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Did Tina Fey get the Alaska accent right, or was she doing more of a Canadian accent there?
I thought that was the most fair and balanced reporting on this entire election I've seen.
Pretty darn funny, too.
It was actually priceless. And the accent was a little exaggerated, but she's working on it, and I'll give her some time.
In the last 3 weeks, most of America has gotten to know a little bit about Governor Sarah Palin, but you've been talking about her for the last couple of years. What do you think of her, Rick?
I am, like many people in Alaska, I'm torn between support and I'm torn between how the hell could this happen? How could we get in this position? It's great for the state of Alaska. The McCain pick has brought tons of attention, but it still scares me to have someone of this caliber and this stature to be one heartbeat away from being president.
Now explain that. What do you mean you're scared by that, and what do you mean this caliber?
This caliber, some of the mistakes that the Palin administration has made and on a state level, especially with the fiscal issues here in the state. We had a state-run dairy that was going under. It was about to go either under or back to the private sector, one of the two. Governor Palin jumped in and saved it under the state control for 8 months while losing millions of dollars in the process. Jumping in without really knowing what she was talking about.
So there are financial problems there, and we also hear about more and more stories coming out now about earmarks. She and McCain are campaigning against the earmarks. They want to get rid of them at the federal level. Hasn't she been responsible for both her city of Wasilla and the state of Alaska getting millions and millions and millions of dollars out of the federal budget that she asked for?
Just in the last budget cycle alone, she asked for hundreds of millions out of the earmarks. There's contradiction that I hear from the governor we know and the one on the stage. And don't get me wrong, I'm a firm supporter in the Republican ideology going to the White House over the Democrat. However, I'd like them to portray the real Sarah so people will know what they're voting for.
All right, so tell me a little bit about the real Sarah as you know her. Has she been a reformer?
Sarah Palin has been a reformer for an ethics law that she pushed through, which the huge amount of change with all the pomp and circumstance ended up that if a lobbyist buys a legislator a meal that exceeds $15, it now must be reported, or I think it was $30 before. That's the reform you've got.
Is that the extent of it, Rick?
There's been two ethics charges alleged by before she became governor. One was against Attorney General Greg Rankus, who was exonerated of the allegations. The other, which was our state party president, our state party chair, Randy Redrick, was accused of doing party business while working on his state computer. That was 26 emails, 17 of which went from his home to his work computer, or work to home computer. The corruption probe up here is done by the FBI. It was not inspired by or led by Sarah Palin.
There's a report in the New York Times this weekend that she has handed out some of the top jobs in the state, including director of the Division of Agriculture, to friends of hers, classmates from her days as Sarah Barracuda in high school. One of them, this woman who was given the State Division of Agriculture, Francie Havemeister, got a $95,000 a year job And her only qualification was she said she, as a kid she loved cows. Do you know this story?
I had loved cows and drank milk, so I thought I was much more qualified.
Is it true that she's been giving some of these top state jobs to her schoolmates who are not qualified for the jobs?
You know, the qualifications have been questionable on many. You see, many jobs, the attorney general job went to a gentleman who was questionable whether he was going to keep his law office doors open much longer had he not got the appointment.
The Times says, and I'm quoting them, throughout her political career, she has pursued vendettas, fired officials who crossed her, and sometimes blurred the line between government and personal grievance, according to a review of public records and interviews with 60 Republican and Democratic legislators and local officials. Does that jibe with the Governor Sarah Palin you know?
That does jibe with the Governor Sarah Palin I know, the one who gave out rewards for support during capital budget. The one who punished by cutting other capital budget items in other legislators' districts who did not support her. We have a capital budget here separate from our operating budget, which, by the way, is earmarked.
Is earmarks?
It's earmarked, yeah. We have an operating budget, which is the, you know, like the federal government has, the one that is the day-in, day-out operating. Then we have what's called the capital budget or the construction budget. On the federal line, it's called earmarked. They're for one-time spending, for one-time project, for construction.
I have one last question for you. David Hull, our news anchor here, wanted to know, since you're the morning guy in Anchorage, do you go to work 6 months of the year in the dark and 6 months of the year in the light?
Absolutely, yeah. It is bright sunshine with my sunglasses on for half the year and fighting the snow machines and the moose hunters in all winter.
David, I appreciate the question, and Rick, I appreciate your time. I know you're up really early to do this, and you got to be on the air in a little while there in Anchorage at KENI. So thanks. It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, Paul. Take care.
Rick Rydell, morning guy at our sister station, 650 KENI in Anchorage, here on 640 WGST in Atlanta.